Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and the mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now that which I have read to you is a portion of what has been called the preamble to the Christian faith, the Sermon on the Mount. We will concentrate on verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our lesson provides us a sense and a level of values, helping us to gain and to retain the things with which we are concerned daily. The passage consists of a command, an order of or priority, and a promise. It discerns the relative value between the spiritual and the material. Now the command is to seek. We are told to seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness. This demands a deliberate choice of action, an effort on our part, a deliberate searching and striving after through sacrifice, putting special effort with the sincere intent of finding the kingdom of God. It calls for looking and pursuing for something of great value. Finding what is sought is not just coincidental, it's not accidental. It is a result of intentional, deliberate action. People may sometimes just run across something of value and find a bargain, might even find a treasure, without exerting much special effort. But we're commanded to seek out something with a craving for it. And that which is to be sought is God's kingdom, and God's kingdom is his church. Colossians 1 and verse 13, Paul tells those in the church that they are in the kingdom. As one preacher illustrated, the church is to the kingdom the same thing an automobile is to a car. Therefore, all things pertaining to the church must be the object of our fervent search. Now this teaching magnifies the greatness of his church, dear friend, and forever banishes the idea that the church is something optional. We're to seek God's righteousness, which Psalm 119, verse 172, defines as the commandments of God. Righteousness is right doing as God has commanded it. As expressed in Matthew 5 and verse 6, we're to hunger and thirst for it, recognizing the need of it, desiring to know what God says in order to do what God directs. Our attitude is to be, not my will, but thine be done. Here is man's prime goal and purpose in life. This is his most noble function, that of hearing and heeding the will of the Lord. Now the seeking of the kingdom and righteousness is of the first order. While we are involved in many matters in life, nothing is to occupy the place of first priority above this seeking. This is easily understood, though not always easily obeyed. First means first, foremost in rank and importance. Who can mistake what is taught here? Nothing else can occupy or share first place with it, Matthew 6:24. And what does this teaching tell us in circumstances of conflict between the interests of the church and other interests and concerns of life? Will we heed what is taught? Friend, it means the church comes before self, before social activity and business or pleasure or whatever. Now, some might wish to dismiss this as just so much preacher talk, but you just remember who the preacher was that taught it. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There are times when Satan tempts us to forget to put first things first, whether it be material or personal matters. But can we afford to omit and neglect to follow God's order? And consider the promise that is made when this teaching is obeyed. Jesus said all these things, and that refers to the material necessities which Jesus had mentioned. Man gets so concerned about his physical welfare that he can be led to neglect his spiritual welfare. Some act as if they think God does not understand that we have physical needs. But Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of these things." Is it not strange how we worry and fret, striving for the earthly things, having no assurance of success, but Jesus promises success as God sees what is best for us, provided we put first things first. Now, He does not promise all that we might want or think that we might need, but He does promise us what we really need. But the promise is a conditional one. We must obey the command and keep matters in proper order. Something more wonderful than this promise is not stated in this passage. Material provisions are secondary to spiritual blessings. Having what we need materially is like a byproduct that follows the great spiritual benefits of serving the Lord. Our greatest blessings are those pertaining to the soul through Christ. These are also ours when we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first. What price can be placed on forgiveness of sins which otherwise would prevent us from entering heaven? How do you value fellowship with deity, or the value of hope and love and understanding the eternal meaning and purpose of life? After all these things, even while we live here on this earth, we have heaven to which we can also look forward. This lesson is brief, but is it difficult to grasp? But who will truly believe it and demonstrate that conviction by his deeds? Friend, what are your values in life? Are they as God has evaluated them? What are you seeking during your brief span of life? Is it what God says should come first? How much do you consider the promises, both materially and spiritually, that God has made? Does your life reflect confidence in His Word? To keep things in balance, we're not saying, nor did Jesus say, that all material pursuits are evil. We do understand that life does not consist of the possessions that we temporarily have here on this earth, Luke 12 and verse 15. God knows what is essential to sustain life on earth, and He has promised to provide if we will put first things first. So we would encourage one and all, ourselves as well as others, to seek Him before and above all else, and all will be well with you. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.